This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hit out at the Congress alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said during the Congress government, the Congress party had repeatedly reduced the Manrega budget. The minister said under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi but at the village level.
For a developed India, the focus is on developed villages where all development work will be carried out by the Gram Panchayat, not imposed from above. Earlier, work was centrally dictated, but now the Gram Panchayat and Gram Sabha will decide. For this, a proposed budget of over 1,51,000 crore rupees has been allocated to ensure that labourers get sufficient work and villages develop into poverty-free, employment-rich and progressive villages. And if wages are not received, there is a solid provision for unemployment allowance and work has been done to make it even better.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, he had insightful discussions on various issues relating to governance and reforms. The Prime Minister will also chair the conference today. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. President Draupadi Murmu will visit INS Kadamba Naval Base in Karwar in North Karnataka today. After visiting the base, the President will take a sortie aboard a submarine from the Karwar Harbour. She will be the second president to undertake a submarine voyage, following former President APJ Abdul Kalam, who was aboard a naval submarine in 2006 at Visakhapatnam. In view of the president's visit and the submarine sortie, the local authorities have implemented security measures. The first day of hearings under West Bengal Special Intensive Revision SIR of the Electoral Roll concluded yesterday. The hearings began under strict supervision of 4,600 micro-observers. Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, and Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, are conducting the process with one ERO and 10 AEROs, overseeing hearings in each assembly constituency. The Election Commission has stated that once the hearing process is completed, the final electoral roll will be published on February 13th. The National Consumer Helpline, the flagship initiative of the Department of Consumer Affairs, has facilitated refunds amounting to 45 crore rupees across 31 sectors. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution informed that the initiative has addressed over 67,000 consumer grievances in the last 8 months. It added that with over 39,000 grievances, the e-commerce sector recorded the highest number of grievances and refunds, resulting in refunds of 32 crore rupees. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till 30th of this month. Similar conditions will also prevail in Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said that cold wave conditions are also expected over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, North Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till Tuesday. In women's cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in the fourth of the 5-match T20 international series in Thiruvananthapuram today. The hosts currently lead the series 3-0, having defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Friday's third match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.